The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, February 7, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel Bermúdez and Foreign Minister Bruno Rodríguez Parrilla sent messages of condolence to the people and governments of Syria and Turkey following the 7.8 magnitude earthquakes that caused at least 2,000 deaths and material damage in both nations early Monday morning. Cuba's solidarity and our heartfelt condolences to the Turkish people and government for the loss of human lives, injuries, and material damage caused by the intense earthquake, as well as our willingness to collaborate in caring for the victims, Díaz-Canel wrote on Twitter. On his Twitter account, Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodríguez Parrilla expressed heartfelt condolences to the people and government of Syria, as well as our willingness to cooperate after the strong earthquake that hit that country and caused the loss of human lives and material damage. In addition, he wished for the speedy recovery of the injured. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake shook southern Turkey on Monday and also affected Syria. Strong aftershocks continued to hit the region, one of which reached a magnitude of 7.5. According to figures reported up to mid-morning, more than 2,000 people have died in Turkey and Syria, and thousands more have been injured during the strong earthquake. Cuban Deputy Prime Minister Ricardo Cabrizas Ruiz met Monday with Angel Victor Torres Perez, president of the government of the Canary Islands, who has been on a working visit to Cuba since February 4. During their meeting at the Council of Ministers, Cabrizas Ruiz expressed his intention that this trip becomes a milestone for the relations between the Caribbean nation and the Canary Islands, characterized by their strength and historical commitment. Torres Perez highlighted his intention to strengthen ties with Cuba, home to around 65,000 descendants of Canary Islanders. The day before, the president of the autonomous government visited the municipality of Cabayguan in the central province of Santo Espíritus, considered the capital of the Canary Islands in Cuba. In that territory, he met with almost 500 Canary Islands descendants and announced an extraordinary allocation of 100,000 euros this year for humanitarian aid. The beginning of the 2023 academic year at the University of Medical Sciences, UCM, of Camagüey marks new challenges in the training of its professionals. After having recently been granted the Carlos J. Finley Order by presidential decree, the university, which has more than 2,000 students in the new academic year, is turning towards the best training of human resources. For the institution's rector, Tamara Chaos, the Carlos J. Finley Order makes us proud because only two medical universities have it, the one in Havana and ours. The quality standards, beyond the training and the high scientific and research level, is the result of the constant work of a school founded 43 years ago by the commander-in-chief Fidel Castro, Chaos said. With three degree programs accredited by the National Accreditation Board, nursing, stomatology, and medical sciences, this university is one of the examples that give prestige to Cuba's health system, Chaos concluded. This 2023 is marked in turn by the intention to strengthen the academy in addition to improving the quality of life of students with new investments that catapult the prestigious Institute of Higher Education in Cuba. And in the international agenda, we have that. Taking into account new market forms and the invariable change in work dynamics, President Luis Ignacio Lula da Silva decided to make a new minimum salary evaluation policy at a recent meeting with Brazilian workers' confederations. During talks at Planalto Palace, the executive power headquarters in Brasilia, the wage readjustment, currently set at 1,302 reales, was negotiated. The idea is to improve and correct it by at least 15% so that it reaches 1,342. Our goal is to meet the electoral campaign promise with the resumption of the minimum salary correction policy over inflation, Enrique Lopez, leader of the Central Workers Unity Federation, CUT, in the central western state of Mato Grosso, said days before the gathering. He highlighted that the progressive administration's coming to power enables a more respectful look at workers whose minimum monthly wage didn't increase for 4 years. The so-called minimum salary evaluation policy, upheld by Central Workers Unity Federation and other labor confederations and enacted during the first Lula administration, was shattered by defeated President Jair Bolsonaro. Lula insisted on building a new relationship between capital and salary. Meanwhile, a chapter on the repression during the dictatorship in Uruguay will be revealed in Italy, where a person will be tried on charges of crimes against humanity. It was reported in Montevideo. The trial will begin in Rome on February 14, with Jorge Troccoli accused of the murder and disappearance of teacher Elena Quinteros and two Argentinians kidnapped in Uruguay. Quinteros was kidnapped inside the Venezuelan embassy on June 28, 1976, where she was dragged off by forces of the dictatorship, which led to the rupture of relations between the two countries. According to the report of the Peace Commission prepared here in 2003, the victim was taken to an undercover center where she was tortured for months until she was executed in November 1976. The trial will also judge Jorge Troccoli's responsibility in the detention and subsequent handing over to the Paraguayan police of Argentinian Italian couple Jose Potenza and Rafaela Filippazzi, who were eventually murdered. Elena Quinteros joined the list of missing detainees that state terrorism left behind in Uruguay, the Grupo R Multimedio reported in Montevideo. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.